Hello.
Hi, this is Mary from Family First Home Care Agency. Am I speaking with Gary?
You sure are.
Hi, Gary, how are you?
Fine, I'm doing better.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to call you to, introduce myself. I'm going to be your new case coordinator from Family First. And
Okay.
this is my number, so you can save it. And whenever you need anything from Family First, you can give me a call or send me a text message and I will, handle
What's your
it.
name? What's your name again, dear?
Mary.
That's what I thought you said. I just wanted to be sure.
Okay, good. So before I let you go, I want to ask you some questions just to, check that the information that I have here is the right one. So I have here that you are authorized 11 hours a week. Is that
Yes.
right?
Yes.
Okay, and that works for you?
No.
Okay, good. I also have your schedule here, which is from Tuesday to Friday, mostly from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Is that schedule good?
Yes. And
Okay.
sometimes if she's sometimes it a lot depends on when I get up. I try to be up so she can be here, but sometimes I sleep in because I had a
Okay.
bad night sleeping. So I won't call her sometimes till between 10 and 11 to come. I'll if I had a bad night, I'll just text her and tell her I'm just not ready to get up yet.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, it's okay as long as she clocks in and clocks out. It's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a couple more questions just before I let you go. I have here one address, which is 46 Carroll Street, Reading, PA. Is that still your address?
Yes.
Okay, good. And this will be your main line to call, right?
Yes.
610-780. Okay, good. Gary, have you been hospitalized lately? I admitted to the hospital, an ER visit, maybe the last 2 weeks.
No.
No, okay, great, perfect. And one last question will be, how are the services going? Do you have anything that you would like to let us know?
Well, the only thing I want to let you know is, and I got to talk to the lady from AmeriHealth that does my assessment, Marlene.
Oh, she's your service coordinator?
Yes.
Okay.
I have shoulder surgery coming up the 8th of October.
October 8th.
And these 11 hours, they are not going to cut it.
Okay.
Because my arm is going to be up across my heart, and that's where it has to stay for 6 weeks.
For 6 weeks, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely 11 hours are not
No.
gonna be a good fit for that.
No, because I'm going to be more off balance than I already am, because my arm's going to be leaning over towards the left side of my body, my
Yes,
right
of
arm.
course.
And I don't. And Marlene's told me every time I fall, I should go to the hospital. If I didn't hurt myself, I'm not going to run to the hospital every time.
Right.
I'm not going to go do that, because that's a waste of time.
Of course, yes.
Because the other, what was it, last week? Yeah, last week I fell going down my steps out front here, and I fell backwards. I put a little the bolts from the gate caught my back, and it cut my back a little. I was a little sore, but I wasn't hurt hurt.
Okay.
I won't go if I'm not hurt hurt, because I'm taking up a place that somebody else who is hurt can be in.
Right.
And she says, well, if you want more hours, you need to start going to the hospital and documenting your falls. Oh, that's a waste of everybody's money. It's a waste of the insurance company's money if I'm not hurt. just to go to an ER and for them to tell them I fell and they find nothing wrong with me. I just don't get, I don't get that part of it.
Yeah, I think what's good with you right now is that, you know, since you have that operation and you already know like the 6 weeks that you're going to be, you know, not like at your 100%, right? I think it will be easier for them to allow more hours.
Yeah, because I had said she's coming to do my she'll be here before my shoulder surgery for my 6 month evaluation.
Okay. Yes, and well, since you know you're gonna have the evaluation, she's probably, you know, if you let her know that, she will probably try to, you know, push a little bit more hours.
Well, yeah, because I had discussed this with her back in April, because I knew these shoulder surgeries were going to come about, because I just had to wait and go through all the, jump through all the necessary hoops they want you to jump through for stuff.
Okay.
Like, you know, I had to go do the physical therapy before I could get an MRI. Then after the MRI, you know, then they found the tears in both my shoulders. I tore both my rotator cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Inside of 2 weeks of each other, I tore them both getting out of bed. So, yeah, what was that thing?
Okay. Well,
I forgot what I was saying.
Since I have you here, I wanted to confirm, even though I think Glenda already sent it, but since I have you here, I noticed that she didn't clock out yesterday. And
yeah,
I just
no.
wanted to confirm if she worked, you know.
Yeah, she was here.
This whole
I just signed the thing for her on her phone.
Oh, okay, great, good.
Yeah, we just did that. What you called?
Yes.
Because there's a whole lot of commotion here right now because we're doing some remodeling. There's remodeling going on in the house. So there's this person running here and that person running there. Right?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get it. Okay, well, Gary, that was, you know, everything. Try to keep pushing for the hours. And, well, it was nice meeting you. Okay, thank you for answering my questions.
Nice meeting you. And if I have any other questions, I'll be sure to call you.
Yes, yes, please do so.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Have a nice weekend.
Right, you too.
Bye.
Take care.
Yep, bye. Ow.